You gotta start that over. I was looking down at my phone. I was like, what am I gonna say?
Oh man, this is hilarious. We're keeping this, man. It's been 2 months. You're just sitting there talking shit. I just hit record, like, nah, we're starting countdown now. Shut up.
Ladies and fellas, man, welcome back to the No Script Podcast. It's your boy B-Rack with Dan Dutton.
What up? I take a couple months off, don't know how to act.
I was looking at the phone, like, reviewing, like, what we were about to talk about, and looked up, and you started counting down, and I froze. I was like, what the fuck do I say?
I know, dude. I don't need you any more time to think about what you were trying to think about.
I wasn't. I was just reviewing, like, the topics, because I hadn't really given it any, like, second thought. Even the ones that I gave you. I was actually going to elaborate on, like, the first subject I gave you to make it more clear, but, we can get into that, like, once we get into it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's been 2 months.
Almost exactly 2 months. I blame Brian.
Isn't it wild? I literally just picked up, like, you know, those canisters of air, like, to, like, blow dust off of, like, desktops or keyboards and stuff.
Yeah.
I was literally just about to pick it up and just start blowing all the freaking dust off the desk, like, mid-record. What is this guy doing? The least professionalism over there. No way, bro. Well, we lost our mans. Well, we're going to keep it going.
Okay, hold on. I'm back.
Yeah, it was, my heart dropped a little bit.
Yeah, it was my page crashed, but, you know, it's did it still say it was recording for you?
Yeah, like, I was just going to go, like, elaborate on what we were going to do, but good recovery.
Yeah, because mine, like, the time started over, so I didn't know if...
Yeah, mine still says 2:30, so I think we're good.
All right, cool.
So basically, 2 month hiatus. I've been in Fort Wayne, back in Indiana, working a different job. So I underestimated what it was like to work a full-time job since I didn't do anything for 6 months in Virginia. So, yeah, getting here and just working a regular 8 hours, 8-ish hours, Monday through Friday. I'm just, anything during the week that doesn't involve work in the gym is just not a chance. Not happening.
Yeah, it's just being a real whiner, actually having to work a real job with the rest of us.
Right. Coming from the guy that's been working from home, you know, the stay-at-home dad, you know, he's got a tough life over there. I mean, literally everything's in his house. The gym, the kid, he didn't have to pay for daycare. He gets paid pretty handsomely, honestly, for doing next to nothing. So, yeah, go on.
Listen, I do a whole lot. Okay, I got a lot of responsibilities in my job. Okay, I work hard every day. If you're somebody that works for me and listening, I work 8 hours every single day. Every day.
Right.
Stop.
Anyway, so probably not right now, but we do have, we got some goodies coming some people's way, right?
Okay.
Did we not?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I know a couple people are aware. We've talked in the past of coming out with some merch. Mm-hmm. It is coming. We got a supplier.
We got a design.
It's pretty fire. I like it. Dan came up with it.
Yeah, I used every little inch of my creative brain because I'm not that creative. But I like what we got. I like what we came up with.
Yeah, so one of our episodes did reach 100 listens. I think we mentioned this in the last recording. But so basically, we're going to reach out and get sizes from a couple of our group texts that we're involved in, immediate family members, and then the guest that was involved in that podcast recording that got 100 listens. So
shout out Mayor Portage.
Is he?
He should be.
I don't know. I've been out of it for so long. He posts every once in a while on Instagram. I haven't seen anything mayor related. So,
nah, dude,
I don't know. Maybe just, good for him if he did.
Just should be. Dude, you got my vote, and I don't even live there.
So
mailing my vote from Naperville. Do you think that counts?
I don't know if it reaches that far. Different jurisdiction.
Nah. Talking about our hiatus and our last episode. I think our last episode we had Jessica was on, and we talked, you know, told everybody that we were expecting another baby. And since then, we had our gender reveal, found out it's going to be a girl. So exciting.
It's coming, dude.
Dude,
four more months.
I was telling Jessica, and I talked to Zach about it too, to see if he felt similar. And some people at work that have daughters. I feel different, like, that it's going to be a girl. Obviously, I was super excited when we were having a boy, and the whole process was brand new because it was my first kid. So everything was kind of like, I was like more nervous about every little like thing, you know, like, mm-hmm. What's going on, blah, blah, blah. But now the second time around, I'm less nervous because like we've been through it before. So like that all doesn't feel as nerve wracking, but she's not here yet. And I already feel like I'm a different parent. Like I feel like with Luke, that's like my little dude. That's my homie. You know what I mean? Like, parent him. But we baby him a little bit, right? But ever since we found out having a daughter, I'm like, hey, man, stop whining, okay? You're going to have a sister. You better cut that out, okay? We're going to have a little girl around this house. She's going to be whining like this. And then I feel like with her, I'm going to be like, it's okay. Come here. What's wrong? Tell daddy. It's all right. And, I feel like they're going to get parented slightly different. So I'm going to want him to be a little, not, you know, I don't want him to be a little crybaby. But if she's crying, I'm definitely going to be like, come here, tell me what's wrong.
Excuse me. Yeah, I think that's a normal dynamic with parents, you know, especially maybe it'll be similar with Jessica. You know, she may parent a little bit differently with Luke as opposed to, you know, did you come up with a name or do you have names on deck?
Yeah, we got a name already.
You got like Leia. I know you guys are big on Star Wars. And...
it is another Star Wars referenced name, but it's not Leia. We're going Annie.
Annie?
Yeah.
I mean, I got some Star Wars reach, but who is Annie?
Anakin.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I like that. Annie. How are you going to spell it? Are you going to spell it like
A-N-N-I-E?
Okay. I didn't know if there was like a spin on it or anything. You guys are doing something creative.
Nah, we're not one of those types of people.
And I'm not afraid to call you guys out. Like, if you got a kid with like some goofy ass, no, like a regular name that's just spelled like, I just want to be different.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, I don't get it. What's the point? Okay, it's the same name. We're all going to use the same sounds out of our face.
All you did was just make that teacher's life more difficult.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's, you know, the AGF at the end is silent.
Like, what? Like, excuse me. So, Ashley, right? So is that A-S-H-L-E-Y? No, it's with the L-E-I-G-H at the end. No. Stop.
Get some help.
That shit's just over the top. Just be regular. There's nothing wrong with being regular.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Society runs on regular people, okay? Not the fucking 1%. So stop it. Not everybody can be 1% in life. It's not possible.
Goofies do, yeah. So yeah, we're going Annie. You know, simple spelling, cute name. I don't know. It wasn't my idea, but when I heard it, I was like, ooh, I like that. Annie Dutton sounds
Luke,
good.
Yeah, Luke and Annie. Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
They go together, and she is definitely gonna be raised slightly different. And they're both getting put in jiu-jitsu as soon as they're able. Because one, I feel like as a kid growing up, I did like an intro to like taekwondo at one point.
Yeah,
but this is when I was like big on all my like sports, like, you know, basketball and like little league and all that. And they were just like, yeah, you got to be here this many times a week. It was like three times a night or three times a week. And I was like, bro, I'm playing basketball. I play baseball. I don't have time.
Got made time.
But I think it would have helped overall, like just my confidence as a kid, if I had that, you know, that type of training or like some type of self-defense. So mm-hmm. I want to get them in that as soon as they can. Just some jiu-jitsu, learn how to like grapple, you know, it'll instill confidence, hard work, like just like normal things that sports, you know, instill in kids, right? Like sports are, I think, are really good for kids. But also like a self-defense. So like when she's getting older, some fucking jackass tries to put her hands on her, she's going to throw his ass in a triangle choke and choke him out. And then he's going to look like a dummy.
Get messed up. Yeah. And then if that doesn't work, you know, hopefully Luke's, you know, within his arm's reach and he's just, hey, comes to the rescue.
Yeah. So we're, you know, I mean, kind of like me and you do, right? We'll start a story, like a fake story, and we'll just build on it. Like me and Jessica were doing that, and we were talking about this, and I was like, yeah, I'll put her in some jiu-jitsu. She can learn stuff. I was like, I know how like high school boys are, you know, sometimes they get a little out of hand, they get a little handsy or something. Like she's go ahead and put hands on her. She ain't liking it. We're going to get called to school. Like, hey, can you guys come to the office? Annie put some kid in a triangle choke today. I was like, I'm going to go to the office. There's going to be some boy sitting in the fucking waiting room crying, a little ice pack on his neck. I'm like, ah, bitch.
What, black eye, ice pack on the neck.
They're going to be like,
the other parents. My God, you're teaching your child these things? I want her suspended.
But hey, I've been learning to keep talking.
Yeah.
And
as soon as the bell rings, y'all can get it outside.
We're sitting there. We're sitting in the principal's office, and they're telling us what happened. And she was like, he touched me. I told him stop, and he tried to touch me again. So I threw him in a choke. And I like, see, she just self-defended herself. Also, you guys got cameras? You got the video? Can I see the video?
Then we're going to need that for review.
They'll be like, well, she's suspended. I was like, for how long? For a week. Okay. Oh, well, we're going to go on vacation then. Good job.
I'll be like, well, we're gonna go into the lab, and we're going to learn some more shit. So that way, if y'all kids want to act different, she's going to handle them too. No, that'll be cool. I mean, as far as like the sports go, I mean, Luke's going to get in what he gets into. I know you said like it's an anti-football household over there. Soft. But, yeah, man. I mean, just whatever he likes.
Dude, he's going to play something, bro. He runs around with his baseball bat. You know, ever since he got it on his first birthday, he carries that thing, swings it around the house. Like, any ball that's on the ground, he just smacks it with the bat. So, he has a good hand-eye. I play basketball with him in the house a lot, so he's definitely, you know, he likes to play around, throw me the ball. He's going to be a point guard, probably, because he passes it to me more than he tries to shoot it himself. But, you know. Hey, Rondo made millions, so.
He did. And I think as far as girls go, you know, the typical, you know, gymnastics, you know, maybe like cheerleading and stuff like that.
Put her in basketball and softball. See if she can get some buckets,
yeah, I
too.
Don't know if you start softball and stuff as early as you would gymnastics.
Oh, yeah, I don't, that's a world I am not yeah. familiar with.
At least just from what I've seen from the other guys. So, you know.
Yeah, whatever they want, man. It's going to be – I mean, he's going to have more – well, obviously, you know, I had a brother, so there wasn't really any girls in our house. Like, kid-wise, I had, you know, Damien, boy cousin, you know, nobody I knew that did that type of activities, right, outside of, like, school. But he's going to have a lot more, I think, because – opportunities for sports, right? Because like there's lacrosse out here. Like, we didn't have lacrosse. I didn't never see lacrosse until
lacrosse, yeah,
I came out here. They got like their schools out here have hockey teams. Like I don't think we had a hockey team.
Get them into bowling.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, cool.
So that should be good.
Yeah, well, he's whatever he wants to get into. Obviously, my first things, like, I didn't want to play like T-ball and basketball when I was little. I was a little baby.
I played soccer too.
I was a little baby when they dropped me off. I didn't want to go, but I had fun. And I'm glad I did it. So I think those first, maybe, hopefully, it's not the same with him because I was a little fucking crybaby. But hopefully, yeah, he's interested when we sign him up. And yeah, he plays some sport activities.
Yeah, I think my parents just got me into as many things as possible. Just one, probably to get out of the house, maybe like see if like one sport would stick to me, and this excuse me, the social interaction with the other kids, you know.
It's huge. They also just got tired of you being around, so they get out.
Probably. I don't know about that because I think about the times when my dad would have to take me and my brother to bowling on Saturday mornings because youth league was always like Saturday at like 9 a.m.
Yeah, it's trash.
And it was like a chore for them. I'm like, bro, you signed us up. What are you mad at? Like, yeah, we want to bowl. We want something to do, but it's not, like, Dad, you
Yeah.
started this.
I know, dude. I hated that we had to bowl so early at that
Oh my
age.
God. Yeah, even like as we got older, dude, like freaking all the way up until youth league, you were able to bowl until you were like 18. But still, it was 9 a.m. like all the time. Or remember, like, I think me, you, and Marcos all bowled youth together, and Demo. And like, you would stay the night at like maybe like my house or something, and we just wake up, we walk across that field that would be across the street from Camelot, and
Yeah.
dude, that man, freaking 8 a.m. That would be brutal. It was fun though. That was
Yeah,
great,
well,
great
we
times too.
didn't help ourselves when we stayed up late anyway.
No, playing Call of Duty, hooping,
Yeah.
just BSing, dude. But it worked though.
Yeah, I mean, we was out there.
Dude, you see that could be something that Luke, dude, he could find a whole trio quad of friends. But dude, let's do a bowling league, dude. It could be like us. It could be like us.
Yeah, I mean, whatever he wants to do, man, he's gonna have the opportunity to do everything. I think the only things I'm gonna force on, not force on him, but push early, like I said, is gonna be jiu-jitsu. I want him to get in there and give it a shot, learn some shit, and then the first things I'm gonna put him in is gonna be basketball and baseball, t-ball. And after that, it's gonna be, whatever he decides he's into.
You're gonna force it on him, like if he starts like pick up like a baseball or like a soccer ball, you're just gonna like take it away from him, give him a basketball, or you're gonna like just start painting all the balls like basketballs or something.
All different size basketballs.
Send subliminal messages like, "Hey,
Yeah.
little man."
Yeah. Well, the thing too, like he likes to play. Like we have baseballs around the house, basketballs around the house. And, like he always carries that bat, like I was saying. But talking about like athletically, he throws the ball pretty far. But the thing is, he hasn't chose a hand yet. Like sometimes he'll pick the baseball up, he'll throw it left-handed. Sometimes he'll throw it right-handed. So it's like he does it. And obviously, like, I'm not gonna be like, no, don't use this hand, use this hand. Like, just dude, do what you do. You'll figure it out. You'll pick a hand eventually, or you won't, and you'll be able to do everything with both hands, which is cool too. But I do notice, I think he throws further with his right hand, so I think that's gonna end up being the case. But he definitely tries to do things both hands. And I tried to like find out, I had like a ball in each hand, and I like went to hand him. I thought he would pick one, like the one ball he wanted with the hand he would use, and he just reached out both hands and grabbed both balls. I said, all right.
So there's no way for you to like try to like figure it out.
No.
He's gonna keep you guessing until it's actually time to play the sport.
No. Yeah, and I think yeah, and he's just I think he'll play something. Like, I mean, the doctor from his last appointment, the doctors told us that he was in the 95 percentile for height, so he's taller than 95% of babies his age.
Now that I think about it too, like, and I'm sure there's like a bunch of nerds out there that have the data, but for the, you know, the commoner that hasn't really dabbled into it, like how you became a righty, like how did you just start shooting right-handed? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
I obviously at this point we can't think that far back. Like, oh yeah, when I was 3 years old, my dad gave me a basketball and I just started shooting over the right shoulder, and that's just how it happened. Like, or whatever the case may be. But it's like, dude, how did that? Because remember how I told you, like, I was a righty for the longest time, like dribbling, laying up, all that stuff. But then remember when we were getting into middle school, like the calling card was, hey, if you can dribble well with both hands, if you can lay up on both sides, like, you know, pretty consistently, like, you know, you're going to put yourself in a better position. So I remember I spent like a whole summer just like all handles with the left hand layup package. So like eventually, like that's technically my strong side, even though I still like cater to my right side for a lot of stuff. So it's weird.
Yeah, I don't think when it came to dribbling, I never really had any issues with either hand. In layup
I
lines, I
didn't
was
notice that.
fine left-handed, but I don't think I've ever done a left-handed layup in any of our games, or even play pickup.
Never seen you lay it up left-handed.
Yeah,
ever.
Never, just outside of layup lines, I've never done it. There's been times, like, even playing like pickup ball, where I've had, let's say, like, I mean, the only thing I can stick out of my head is one of my highlights, so I'm not trying to like hype up myself here, but last summer I like came through the middle and did like whoever stepped up, I had somebody to the right, so I did like a fake little euro to the right, to the left, on the left side of the hoop. And instead of doing a left-handed layup, I went up on my right and kind of like, you know, rotated my body a little bit and like threw it off the glass.
You know what's crazy? Before you said that, that's exactly how I envisioned you doing your left-handed or left side layups and layup line. It's like you go, like you're going and like you laid up with the right, and then you turn your body in a way where your back is facing the basket.
He swung his body.
He swung his body to the side. But that's exactly how I envisioned it.
And that's how it happened, you know, in the games. Like layup lines, I would do left-handed layups. They felt awkward, but I was able to get them done. But just, yeah, I never had a moment in the game. I mean, because most of the time I'm shooting, but the times I am getting a layup, it's right-handed layup, euro, spin, or reverse. It's not something that my brain goes to, but dribbling, I don't think I've ever had any problems dribbling my left hand. I've been fine. I think when I'm shooting, I prefer dribbling with my left hand and pulling up.
Yeah, I mean, a left-handed layup package could have like helped you on that 1v1 we had, but it's all good, man. Maybe.
No.
And Luke will learn from your mistakes.
All right, moving on. So we had that ultrasound. Like I was saying, we found out the gender, and then we had our ultrasound. They confirmed it with Annie, but they also said for her age, she is in the 85 percentile. So we might be raising some big ass kids. They might be taller than me. I mean, there's some height in my ancestry, and I think same for Jessica. So
who? Recently?
I mean, my brother's over six. My grandpa's over six. My great grandpa's over six. So
is there any correlation? Like, are they the oldest in their set? Like, your brother's obviously the oldest between you and him. And then what about the grandpas?
No clue.
Yeah. I wonder, like, how much of that holds true. Like, obviously, like, as a baby and stuff like that, I think it's more so like, hey, how do you compare to the rest of the field, you know, just in case to watch out for any, like, crazy deviations and stuff. But it's like, does that end up projecting to be like what it actually could be when you get into like adulthood and stuff?
Yeah, I feel like.
Do you ever wonder asked your mom like, "Hey, when I was a baby, like, did they ever tell you like what percentile I was as far as like height or what?" And I feel like they probably didn't. I feel like this is like new information.
Yeah, I feel like I mean, we're like a more data driven society these days. So, yeah, I doubt. You know, they even had. They probably had the data, but they just, like you said, used it to see if there's anything out of the norm. Like, oh, your baby's normal. But then if you were like far low or crazy high, then they'd be like, okay.
Because like, let's take, who do I want to use, like, basketball player wise? And I know like NBA players are one of one, but like you hear the stories all the time where like, yeah, man, like I was only like 6 foot when I was a freshman or a sophomore in high school, and then by the time I hit senior year, I was like 6'8", 6'9", and it's like you wonder, hey, when that person was a baby or whatever, did the information say like, yeah, this person's probably not going to be like very tall like growing up and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think's crazier, right? The kids, you know, let's say like the NBA players that were in sixth grade and they were already 6'4", you know, like tall so already. Dumb. Or the kids, when like Anthony Davis as a freshman was only like, was not even 6 foot yet. And that's why he was a point guard. Like, and then by senior year, within those 4 years, he was like 6'6" or something.
Yeah. And now he's like 6'11".
Yeah. Like, so it's like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know. I think that's crazier. Like, in 4 years, you gain a foot of height. Like, what?
Or it's like the basketball players, it's like we didn't pick up a basketball until he was like 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
And became one of like the best hoopers. It's wild.
Yeah. Isn't that like didn't Bede like didn't play until he was a little older?
Yeah, and he was playing obviously in, was it Cambodia? I think. It was one of the countries in Africa, but I can't remember specifically. But like you don't have the resources and equipment to train optimally. You know, you probably don't have the like the personnel or even the competition to keep leveling up. So that's just wild.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember like the opposite. I remember hearing a story about that tight end back in the day, Antonio Gates, where he was in college for a basketball scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And then never played football or something like that. And then he played football and then he went to the NFL.
And then now he's Hall of Fame tight end.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy how it works out. So speaking of basketball, I don't know if we've done this already. You've like already asked about it, but like one of our topics is we're doing a top 10 basketball players of all time that we've watched. So basically in our era that we remember watching intently. So probably what we're 30, 31 now. So I would say probably in the last 25 years. Who we've watched create our top 10.
And I
haven't had time to think about it. So it's literally just going to fly off the handle. So we're probably going to miss some people, maybe not the obvious ones. And this is our list. Yeah, so Peeves and Robo, I'm calling you guys.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of bitching and moaning. I don't want to freaking hear it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Cause MJ is not on our list. MJ's not on the list. He's not going to be on yours. He's not on mine. I didn't watch him.
I didn't watch a single game. MJ retired when I was 6 years old. What highlights did I see? What games did I stay up and watch? Stop. Get some help.
Get some help. I'm with it. Are we going like we're, because I think we've done our favorite players to watch of current NBA. We're going like these are the best players and cascade.
These are the best players that we so obviously it's subjective, you know. So there's no like statistical value. For us, it could be like if that's how we want to judge it. But eye test, statistics, who we just enjoy. I mean, they might not have even been the best player at any point in the like regular season or in the league at one point. It's just who we liked watching.
We'll
thought was great. What's that?
So yeah, we'll give this off the top of the head just because. Usually with these like 10 players, it's like I want to think a long time about it to put together.
But that'll be the great debate. So for anybody listening, they're like, "But bro, what about this?" And then like, "Oh man, yeah, you know, I wasn't thinking about it because it was just on the fly." Like, so okay. We got the top 10 basketball players. You picked a top five. Are we doing draft style cartoons?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be cartoons; just kid shows.
Okay, that's what I meant. Like kid shows / cartoons, and then
from my childhood.
What ones? Did you? Well, no, you gave two different ones.
Nah.
You said cartoons and non-cartoon shows, so I interpreted that as two separate top fives.
No, it was just all together. Like here, like shows you watched as a kid, it could be cartoons or non-cartoons. Like, I didn't want to say top five cartoons, but.
Okay. All right, so I guess Fresh Prince is out of the running because I don't really count that as a.
It's not. I don't think that's a kid show.
Yeah, I don't.
You watched it as a kid, so if you want to throw it in there.
Nah, because I don't think so. I wasn't old enough to really fully comprehend.
Yeah, I got you. That makes sense.
All right, so you want to start off the.
You're giving me pick one.
Yeah, you can go. Yeah, you can go. Pick one. I mean, our lists are gonna be.
We could overlap, is what you're saying?
Yeah, you can overlap.
We're not drafting. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, we're not drafting.
All right, well, I mean, LeBron, first pick.
Okay. I'm going with Kobe.
Let me open up a notepad right quick so I can at least write down who I'm picking. All right. you picked Kobe?
Yep, I went Kobe's my number one.
I gotta go Kobe on at two because most of our high school arguments were against these two.
Kobe,
so
so you went LeBron and Kobe. I'm gonna go Allen Iverson. He's probably the next most like that. Like that's my guy.
Well, I mean, Iverson's my guy too, but I would say Kobe's still better than Iverson. That's why I chose Kobe next.
My list.
That's crazy, dude. All right. Well, obviously, I'm gonna put AI in there too. Mm-hmm. So I go AI next.
All right, I'm gonna go Steph Curry.
That's crazy. What do you mean? That's crazy. That's crazy. I thought we were doing like the best cascading. You're just doing who you've enjoyed. But that's cool, man.
Are they not one of the great? Like, is Allen Iverson not one of the greats from our era?
For sure, but you haven't even said the great yet.
Yeah, I did. I started with Kobe.
No, I ain't what I'm talking about. The all-time leading scorer.
He couldn't even get my team another title, bro. So he's on my shit list right now.
He needed surgery on his foot. He gave all he had.
You didn't even know that before the season ended, bro. So I'm done.
Nah, dude, I knew. He texted me.
All right, who's your fourth?
That's tough. I'm trying to think if I'm going.
And obviously, if I put Allen Iverson before or picked him before Steph Curry, there's no way in hell that you would think that I believe Allen Iverson's better than Steph Curry.
Dude, after watching this playoff run, like obviously I've like had to watch a lot of Steph Curry cook in this last bunch of years, but
every year
watching him cook this year, where like he wasn't getting as much help as he's used to, bro, I had to go him now. He was fun to watch. I'll go Steph after that. He was really fun to watch. Just cook. He was cooking. He just didn't get a lot of help, but it was like unguardable cooking.
Yeah, 100%. Because Clay is not back in form. Draymond is trash offensively. And just Steph's literally got to do it all. I'm going LeBron.
About time. Jeez.
Right?
I'm going Dwayne Wade.
Oh, yeah, see, that's a good one. Okay, he's in there for me.
Yeah, I like now his pre-LeBron run when he got his ring.
The Flash?
Cooking. That dude, he was fun to watch, dude. He was who was guarding? My man was getting to the cup at will, and, I mean.
Dude, I'm going to be – this is tough. I'm going to be leaving some people out here, bro. This is okay. Five. I'm going Kevin Durant.
KD. KD's good.
Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, the likability isn't always there, but dude, honest to God, like the early OKC years, and then obviously when he was in Golden State, where it was just not even fair. Like, you still cannot deny the skill. And the performance that he puts on, it's ridiculous.
Oh yeah, he's really good, but I will not put him on a list. My next though, D Rose.
Yeah. I mean, pre-injury D Rose was just unstoppable.
Yeah, I was literally before we hopped in, I was on TikTok and it came across to it was just like D Rose highlights of when he was. Pre-injury, he was just
him
crazy.
And Russ. It's hard to see. Look, might be the fastest point guards I've ever seen in my freaking life. Like with the basketball too.
Yeah, dude, and now when I'm watching, I'm like, bro, I was always rooting against him because obviously, like, they were the only competition for like Miami Heat those years. So I had to root against him a lot, but bro, he was, his highlight reel goes crazy.
It's nuts. So who did you pick? You got six? Did you pick your six?
I got D Rose. I think you're next.
Okay. I'm going
three, four, five. Yeah, I got six.
All right. I'm going T-Mac.
Tracy McGrady. I know. I was trying to think where I would put him in this list just cause like the highlight reel is probably. Watch
the highlight reel. My favorite 13 and 33 seconds with that dude. That dude's face, because he's the one that lost the ball. You know, Greg Popovich probably cut him after that game. this dude turns baseline and loses both of his feet and just falls on his stomach. And he's just watching Tracy McGrady take it out the corn pool for three.
Yeah, when we post this episode, we gotta throw in like a picture of that dude's face on the second slide or something.
So oh my god.
That's dude, funny.
That's just me and Joey used to watch the shit out of that. It's just so funny. It's just so funny. Like, dude, the cameraman could have just stayed on T-Mac the whole time and watched them celebrate, but they panned over to him and his face. No other Spurs players either. If you watch the video again.
Dude, that cameraman's a goat.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
He needed a raise after that. He caught the right moment.
He did. He did.
Oh shoot. All right, so I'm gonna go. It's like when I'm thinking of I'm picturing like my high school. So I feel like that's when I watched the like basketball, the argue basketball the most. Yeah.
You know how much 2K you played?
So much 2K.
Yeah.
And that's where my brain goes. And you know, shout out to Demas, I'm going Carmelo.
Man, that's I feel bad because I actually forgot about him.
Mellow yellow, the ringless one.
Braided mellow?
Braided mellow. I mean, you being a Kobe fan, you probably watched a lot of him and mellow and Kobe battle. Those are always good. I mean, Kobe always got the W, but Carmelo played tough back then. Like, he wasn't just like the Knicks mellow. Like, that was just him getting buckets.
Oh,
but,
my
that
gosh.
Denver mellow was different.
Denver mellow was very physical. Dude, New York mellow. Crazy, crazy bucket again. Man, his jab step. I used to try to mimic his jab step so much, dude. And it was just so simple. But I was like,
yeah, he created space without even moving the like, without even taking a dribble. He was midi bucket. Like, his mid range, easy.
Jab. Yeah, it was so clean.
Yeah, I was watching this highlight reel of him actually recently too. I think it's the same dude we send each other his videos where he gets all hype in the middle of his videos when he's like, you know, whenever he's showing somebody's highlights. But he was talking about like he makes so much space without dribbling. Like he'll just jab and wide open, jab wide.
Yeah,
open.
And it's,
jab
it's
head
quick.
Fake jab again. Like, he do it two jabs before he even dribbles, and it's a bucket.
The thing is he's so quick off the dribble, and he's physical, so, like, if you happen to, like, oh, I'm going to try to beat him to the spot because if he bumps me, he's probably going to move me.
Yeah, yeah, and you let him get on the side a little bit, he's just going to get his way in there.
That's it, yeah. So I'm going to go D-Wade, my next one. Nice. This is hard, dude.
Yeah, it is.
I'm thinking of so many good players.
I know, yeah, only I have 3 picks left.
Yeah,
and this is why it's hard doing it on the fly because it's like, damn, there's somebody's gonna get missed.
Think about the current players, like right now, you got, I mean, Luka, Giannis.
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking Giannis. I mean, I like watching him. I like watching
Prime
Luka.
James Harden.
No, I never really liked watching James Harden.
Bro, James Harden had a stretch where he was averaging 35 for like 3 months.
Yeah,
bro.
He broke the NBA for a minute. They were guarding him from behind. Like, what the hell was that?
Like, Ricky Rubio forgot how to play defense at one point.
He was like, I know his move. He's going to step back.
He's like, his left hand, dude. You just got to hug his left hand. Don't even get in front of him. Just give him a clear path to the lane. Like that. Oh, my God. I can't believe that was actually a thing.
So let me ask you, if you're a Kobe fan, were you still – you got Shaq on your list?
I recognize like Shaq as like one of the goats,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the common denominator, like with all these guys, he wasn't like exciting to watch. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he's kind of he was fucking everybody up, but I get what you're saying. Like he was probably one of the best, but
yeah,
it's not somebody like, I sought out to watch.
No. Like he, it's I'm looking at Kobe, AI, Steph, LeBron, KD, T-Mac, and D-Wade. Like these guys could do a multitude of things, and it's not saying that they're way better than Shaq. I mean, there's only like 2 guys in here that I would put above Shaq overall, but there has to be, like I said, this is subjective. So like numbers go into it, but it's the eye test and the likability. Like when I tune in on TV, like these are the guys I'm trying to watch.
Right.
Cause they're going to put on a show.
All right, okay. So then after my mellow pick, I got to throw T-Mac in there.
I like it. Get. I think I need who do I have? I got seven. I'm gonna go the next best shooter of all. I'm going Klay Thompson, bro.
Klay Thompson. He has some of the craziest.
Klay Thompson has some of the craziest records and highlights I've ever seen, bro. What, 37 and a quarter, 60 something after like three halves, like, and what, only like 11 dribbles? 11 or something
dribbles.
Like that.
It was nuts. How do you not just say you stay attached to this man? He just hit you with a head fake. Pop tart. You out of there. Bucket.
I don't get it, bro.
So yeah. 60s. Yeah, he got some wild Klay. Ones. So I got most of mine, besides, you know, LeBron's old ass and Steph, have been, you know, players I don't watch. So I feel like I want to save these last two picks for more current. And part of me, like I said, like, exciting players to watch when we did that. When we talked about that a long time ago, Zion was on that list, but he hasn't played.
Yeah, I know.
So that's like a big one. I'm like, I can't wait for him to like stay healthy and play often. Like, I want to,
because his numbers are great.
Yeah,
when
he plays, he's efficient. He plays, you know, good defense. I mean, he's going to be fun to watch. He just needs to stay healthy, and that's what I'm hoping to see from him. So I can't put him on my list yet. And like, Ja Morant's been messing up, but I mean, he was fun to watch in that playoff run against Lakers, because like whenever he decided to turn it up, like, he was just, they couldn't guard him.
No, not at all, not at all.
So I mean, he's gonna be fun to watch, but honestly, and I think I've threw some shade on him, you know, a lot, but since I've actually had to, I've watched a lot of his games in these playoff runs, the Joker. I like watching the Joker play, and that's been a change for me, because I did not really mess with him too much leading up to this year. Like, I knew, like, I seen his highlights and I knew he was good, and I'm like, damn, that dude's crazy. But like, I've never like sat down and like just focused him and watched how he plays.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna put him in my nine.
Yeah, he's kind of a cheat code. Like, his vision's crazy. He's got amazing touch around the rim. He can hit three ball. I've seen his touch passes where like they'll swing it to him. I think there was a play yesterday. They were playing zone. Miami Heat was playing great defense. Joker was at the top of the 3-point line, and they swung it to him, and I don't even think he touched it with his other hand. He took it with that right hand, fucking threw it to Aaron Gordon down by the bucket, and it was insane.
He has great. Yeah, he has such good vision, and like, in like hectic moments where it's like he's posting and spinning, or gets a rebound, there's just like a lot going on around him and somebody's open, and he's able to like assess the situation so easy and just get that open pass. I think that, and that's right. Why they're succeeding. They surrounded him by shooters. Everybody on that team, 1-5, can shoot. That crazy spacing, and he just manhandles people down low to the point where it's like, if you don't double him, he's probably gonna get a bucket. So if you throw another body at him, his vision is so good, he's going to get the open guy.
Yeah,
and now, like, you're just rotating mismatch. The ball around the arc, and you're trying to catch up, and then somebody's open.
It's a huge mismatch, because you can double him, but then he always finds the open man. And then I think JJ Redick said on his podcast, the players know that he's always looking to facilitate first, but you can't over help, but you can't single him either. So the guys are actually that can shoot, they're cutting even harder. So now the defense, they just can't. There's not enough. There's not enough for you to do on defense.
Yeah, he's definitely fun to watch. He's a cheat code. And I think I've definitely been made a fan after this year. Of like, I mean, I didn't even really watch him too much in his. I caught games here, there, highlights here and there of his two, like, his MVP years, but just watching his playoff run this year and actually like, all right, this dude's killing. Let me like, I'm gonna watch and like focus on like what he's doing even off the ball. Just like watching him, he's a problem, and he doesn't care. He doesn't care about anything.
He doesn't.
That like I just seen. He has like great one-liners in interviews. Like, he just doesn't care about his stats. He doesn't care about shit.
It just so happens that he's just racking them up.
Yeah. Like I remember like one of the interviews they asked him about booing. Like they were like, "Oh, how does it feel to get booed in other arenas?" And he was like, "Played in Siberia. Like, I don't like that. Does not affect me. Like,
yeah,
the hostile like environments he might have played in. Like, this is nothing. I'm playing in the NBA. Like, I don't
these
care.
Are first world problems, bro.
Yeah, like what the? But like, they were like, they just told him he was like the fourth player in Finals history to throw up a stat line, and they were like, "Yeah, I think this is like Shaq or LeBron, maybe Tim Duncan or Jordan, somebody like that." And they're like, "You're the the fifth one or something." And he was like that, and he was looking at the stat line. It wasn't like crazy. It was like over 20 points, 10 assists, and so many rebounds or something like that. And he was just like, "Okay, that's it. Like that's not. It wasn't even like a crazy stat line to the point where he's like, "Why are you guys even bringing this up? Like this, I didn't do anything crazy. I just." This is my normal game. Like I didn't even score as much as I've been scoring. Like he was just like, right. Cool. Like I don't care.
Yeah, he's just out there playing the game, which is good. I mean, they're one win away from the finals. So that's your number nine.
Yeah.
All right. I got to put Melo in there. So Melo's my number nine. My number 10. Oof, I'm thinking hard while you're picking yours, bro.
No, dude. We talked a lot about Joker. I didn't get a chance to think about mine. He went too quick. Yeah, so my last pick. It's just there's so many. I just like so many highlight reels just going through my head of like, of these NBA players that I've.
I know, like if I pick this one, and what's his name, Lorenzo hears about it, he's just gonna have a freaking bitch fit, dude. He'll disown me as a friend if I pick this guy over D Rose.
It's last pick's tough. And I want to stay more current because I have a lot of older players. Which I don't know, because I'm thinking like Vince Carter. I like watched a lot of his highlights, and he was around for a long time. But I want to.
Like, I'm leaving out Gilbert.
You was a big.
I was a huge Agent Zero fan.
I was your guy. We're definitely gonna leave people out. So I'm trying to get out of that mindset of like thinking of me in like high school watching of like who I like to watch and think more current.
And I know like he obviously didn't have the greatest run with our team, but I mean Westbrook, dude, like
yeah, I mean he had some crazy stretches there.
Crazy stretch. He's gonna be a Hall of Famer. I mean, dude had two, three seasons of averaging a triple double. So
yeah, I'm debating between two people right now.
Same.
And I'm trying to think. I'll just tell you on my two that I'm debating, Damian Lillard and Giannis.
Oh, dude, I forgot about Dave. Yeah, dude
Damian Giannis, freaking, dude.
I'm freaking sad, though. I don't.
Those are the two, dude. I think the last two basketball games I've been in person this year and last year was the Bulls playing Portland. And both times. Dame scored the easiest 30 points I've ever seen. Like, so easy. Like, he was, like, trying out there. It was crazy.
Bro, you're just going to have to pick, man, because now he's, like, the third in my 10 that I'm having to debate.
Okay, I'm going Dame.
Jesus Christ.
Dame over Giannis. Right. I like watching Dame more.
I love watching Dame, dude. I can't relate to Giannis. I'm not big. All right, so Dame, obviously there's a conundrum between Dame, D Rose, and I know he probably only does two skill sets at an extremely high level. Can you think of who I'm thinking of?
Say it again.
So D Rose has the athleticism, the dunking ability, all that stuff. He's flashy.
Yeah.
You know, we know what Dame does. The next guy that I'm harped on, he really only does two things, but they're at like the elite of most elite levels.
He does two things. Elite.
Just two things. Yes.
Give me.
He's a point guard.
Point guard. Current?
Mm-hmm.
Current point guard that does two things. Elite. All right. I know you're talking about.
Who is it?
Ja Morant.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you two things elite he does. Gets buckets and totes the Thule.
Leave him alone, bro.
It was a toy, no, bro. It was a Nerf gun, man.
It was a toy, man. Come on. Come on, Kamish. No, it's not. It's not Ja.
No, I was
he's current.
Joking.
He's current, but he's a little bit old. Kyrie.
Kyrie.
You cannot tell me.
Back.
I do not care what kind of PR struggles he has. His layup package, his ability to finish around the rim, and his dribbling, I don't care what you guys have to say. Get out of your feelings. It's elite.
I kind of let him slip my mind because it just
he's got a lot going on.
Yeah. Yeah, but his bag is deep.
Bro, I could go on YouTube right now and just watch him just sauce the hell out of everybody. There was one that, do you remember the one where he hit, not him, but LeBron, I just watched this morning too. He hit that buzzer beater, like bang shot in Washington to tie the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's that same game. Kyrie, he goes baseline on, I think, Bradley Beal. And he's just like dribbling. He spins and then like gets bumped by Beal, shoots a fadeaway. I think it partially goes over the backboard and into the basket. Mm-hmm. And then Kyrie's like yelling at the, bro, that it was just the craziest. Oh my God, bro.
It's like my man's in a flow state out there. Like he's just it's just crazy. His bag is nuts.
I'm gonna go Dame, dude. I love Dame too much, bro.
Yeah, speaking of Dame, dude, is he on his way out of Portland finally?
I mean, you saw there was like a review, or not review, an interview. They're like, oh, okay, I'm going to rattle you off some teams and like what teams you wouldn't mind being traded to. And he's like, well, obvious one is Miami.
Yeah.
He said, Bam's my guy. And then somebody... Oh, this is why I want to text you, and because somebody, I wish I can remember the interviewer or the broadcasting like network that was covering it. Like, oh, do you think? It was KJ. It was Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Okay.
On ESPN in the morning, and they were like, I think Tyler Hero and some draft picks. I was like, nah, don't put Tyler Hero in there like that, bro. He ain't on Dame's level. Don't do that.
No, he's not.
Stop.
He's not.
That's not what that means either.
No, Tyler he's Hero not. He's not. He's not. He's Dame's way above Hero.
Because they said Tyler Hero and maybe like two first round draft picks. And then I'm just like,
yeah,
that'd be crazy. Dame.
I don't like. Miami's doing good. You put Dame in good. There. Like, it gives him a little bit. I still don't think it gives him enough.
I think you get Jimmy out of there.
So then now Dame's by himself. Who are they gonna get for Jimmy?
Bam.
So just him and Bam? That's not enough.
Him, Bam. You got the shooters there.
I don't think it's enough.
I don't think they have enough defenders. They're not long enough.
I just don't think that's enough for them.
So there we go. That's the top 10. So Kobe, AI, Steph, LeBron, KD, T-Mac, D-Way, Clay, Melo, Dame. I'm not mad at that list.
No, me either. Then I got LeBron, Kobe, AI, Steph, D-Wade, D-Rose, Melo, T-Mac, Joker, Dame.
So the only difference is you got Joker and D-Rose. I got Clay and what, T-Mac?
I got T-Mac too.
Yeah, team. We're just had that was different. Clay and Joker. Those are the only two different ones.
Who'd you take? Oh, you took Dame for your last.
I took Dame. Yeah, Dame. Okay. Yeah, I got you.
But cool.
So next set of draft picks. Oh, this is a draft pick style. Cartoons.
Yeah.
Any shows that we watched as a kid.
Yeah, any shows because like it doesn't have to be. Gosh. It's kids That's shows, amazing. But it doesn't have to be cartoons.
So what would you count as a kid's show that wasn't a cartoon? Oh, my bad. Okay, maybe like Sweet Life of Zach and Cody or maybe Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
Keenan and Kel. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Were we really kids
first
watching
last
those?
Time, so you go ahead. You go first.
All right. Kids shows. My first pick's going to be... I'm going to go Fairly Odd Parents.
That's a good one. I mean, I have to go. Yeah, I watched that. That was a good one. But the first one that pops in my head that I watched a lot, even when I got a little older, I think I watched it, was Boy Meets World.
Never watched it.
Yeah, that was one of my go-to.
Where would you cut off kid? Like, how, like pre, like before preteen?
I'd say up to middle school. I don't remember really watching too much TV shows in high school that I could think of.
Yeah, I wasn't going as far as high school, but like middle school, I was thinking maybe, maybe like sixth, seventh grade. I probably cut off at seventh grade.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So Fairly Odd Parents, I'm going to go Keenan and Kel. I watched a lot of Keenan and Kel as a kid. But now this is off the list.
Oh, man. That was so good. They had Coolio on the intro, dude. What? Coolio. Got Keenan Cook. Keenan be scheming. What?
Bars.
That was definitely on my list for sure, if you didn't snag it. But I'm going to go another one. I actually started watching it this week with Luke. I put it on. Hey, Arnold.
Ooh. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, dude, he had like the coolest room as a kid. Like that thing.
He did.
That room was crazy.
This guy had like a whole ceiling as his skylight.
Yeah, bro. What? Vibes. So,
all right, Fairly Odd Parents, Keenan and Kel. I'm gonna go. You know, it was crazy. I was just thinking about the show today, and not prior at all. I don't know if you ever watched it, but Jackie Chan Adventures on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I remember that one. I don't think it was like one of the things I watched a lot, but for sure, I remember that.
I'm gonna go with that.
All right, I'm gonna go Rocket Power.
That is a good one,
dude. They had.
I like that.
So many good episodes.
They made me want to skateboard, bro. Yeah. Like they made me want to surf and do all that
skateboard.
Shit.
They did everything. And one of my favorite episodes, because I was as a kid too, I was a big, I love the Tony Hawk games.
Yes.
And they had a Tony Hawk episode where he had like this like crazy warehouse that they like skated through and they got to meet him like that.
Yo, that's so cool, man. I remember one episode like they were snowboarding and Otto wanted to do like this major jump and his dad was like, no, you're not doing this jump because it's too dangerous or you have to be a big kid. So even like the people that work there at the mountain or the resort, they're like, no, you have to be this old to do it. And then like Otto did it and broke his leg.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, man. It made me want to do everything. Snowboard, surf, skateboard.
Do you remember that episode where it was like a hurricane and they were trying to go like surf?
Yes. They went out there, didn't they?
Yeah, during like the eye of the storm where like, it calmed down for a minute. Yeah.
That was wild. That was so wild. I think I got into, I don't know if it's still called floor hockey if you're like playing on skates outdoors. I know it's like that indoors if you're not on skates, but I got into a lot of like roller hockey that way.
Oh, nice.
Because of them. All right, so you went Rocket Power. I'm going to go Ned's Declassified.
Ooh, that was a good one. I like that one.
It was between that or Zoe 101 for me. All right, cool. That's Declassified. Bro, expand. You're talking about me with my movie selection, bro?
Your movie selection's ass. We won't even get into that. That's a whole nother episode.
Zoe 101, they had that campus was crazy, bro.
Campus was crazy. Shut up, dude.
I wanted to go there so bad. I was talking to my mom. I was like, bro, this school sucks. Take me to PCA Academy.
She's like, what
Pacific Coast Academy.
She's like, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm like, look at these guys. They like, this is a college campus. They're only in high school. Come on, take me there. They're having so much fun.
I hate it here.
I want to go home.
All right. So I got three. All right, my four. Damn, there's a few in my head. I'm just. I gotta go Dexter's Lab.
I was thinking about that. That's a good one.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm an engineer now. Who knows?
Maybe. I'm gonna go another Cartoon Network show, Codename Kids Next Door.
That was a good one.
They had a treehouse, bro. There were five. Their leader was bald at five.
He didn't grow his hair yet.
He was stressed. Bro, he was a leader of all these kids and had to keep up with his treehouse, bro. He was stressing, bro.
That's funny. Oh, man, there's a lot going. That's my last pick now. There's a lot going in my head right now, but I think this one, the one I'm mainly thinking, I think it's gonna.
Because I could have went top five. You could do a top five with just like cartoon, like animated ones. You could have done ones that weren't animated. Like, so diverse now.
Yeah. But I want to do just straight kids shows in general. Both, just probably because my favorite show was not a cartoon, but. Okay. All right. I think I've decided. I was in between a couple. I'm going to go All That.
All That. Tell me that wasn't like the Saturday Night Live for kids.
Yep. 100%.
Because there were so many. Or it's. Because
now I get a little Keenan and Kel in there.
Dave Chappelle show. I feel like that format where there was like multiple different segments.
Mm-hmm.
That was such a good show. Do you remember the Amanda Bynes show?
Yeah, I do.
God, that was so many good shows.
It didn't. Yeah, is that so? The Kenan and Kel start from All That, right? Or is,
I don't. Well, Kenan, I think they were both on All That. Yeah,
yeah. I'm saying
I'm
that
sure they were on
there
before
like,
their show.
Yeah, that's what started there because they had the skit together where them two were at that like shop or whatever.
I don't remember the shop that they were at.
Yeah, where Kel would come in and smash more.
Do you remember Totally Kyle?
Totally Kyle.
He was on All That. So he played Drake.
Oh, yeah.
In Drake
and
Josh. Mm-hmm. He had the blonde hair. He played the guitar.
In the garage, right?
In the garage, yep.
Dude, such a good show.
That was awesome. So I like this list. I'm sure there's a bunch that I like forgot, but.
Five is a short for as many like good shows. I mean, we'll do some honorable mentions after you pick your last one.
I did. I went first.
Oh, you did? So, you're done?
Yeah, I'm done. So, yeah, I have Fairly Odd Parents, Kenan and Kel, Jackie Chan Adventures, Ned's Declassified, and Codename Kids Next Door.
Yeah, so we can do some honorable mentions now. I was thinking, did you watch a lot of Doug?
Yeah, I watched a lot of Doug.
I like Doug. I think Doug's a good one. Or Rocco's Modern Life.
Rocco's Modern Life, Cat Dog, honorable mention, yeah. Cow and Chicken, Courage.
Do you remember Johnny Bravo?
Johnny Bravo.
That dude could have caught a case these days.
Seriously, this man took Riz to another level.
I mean, SpongeBob was that little, that's why I didn't put it on. I feel like it was a little after.
1999 is when it came out.
Oh, damn,
so
okay. That was still in our prime watching.
To me, like... I wanted to put it in there, but I did stop watching. But I probably have more iconic quotes from SpongeBob than any other show.
Do you feel like it's kind of like on like a class of its own at this point?
I think so. I think SpongeBob to me is like so goated, especially those first like five seasons, because they still do SpongeBob now.
Yeah.
But those first five, six seasons, I quote it so much, and when I'm around Chandler or even like Demo does the my leg, like he does that like quote all the time.
I think I do the most from SpongeBob was, "Oh brother, this guy stinks."
Stinks. There's another one. Do you remember when SpongeBob was gonna get beat up by that bully, Flat Stanley, or was it no Flats?
Yeah.
And he's like running throughout the town. He's like, "That guy's gonna kick my butt," and like the whole town's like looking to see like who the guy is, but they think he's pointing at this old man. And he's like, "Hey, young people, nice day we're having." He's like, "Oh, so you like kicking butts, do you? We'll show you, old man." And they whoop his ass. And then it happens again later in the show. He's like, "He still wants to kick my butt," and he points, and they're all looking at the old man again. And he's like, "I love the young people." He's like, "How many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?"
Yeah, I remember that quote.
Oh, man. So many good ones. Yeah, but yeah, SpongeBob's like, yeah, it's in a class of its own. It's like you can't pick Eminem, like top five rappers. SpongeBob.
Yeah. I was surprised you didn't throw Dragon Ball in there.
I was thinking, to me, the genre of Dragon Ball is like I'm completely different. Mm. That for me has to be strictly like anime.
Okay. So what about?
I would put it number one.
That's what I was expecting from you, honestly. Did you watch a lot? Was that show Recess?
Yeah, a little bit, not a whole lot.
That's another one I started watching with Luke. Now that they're all like on streaming services.
Bro, you should be watching the Magic School Bus, bro.
I did. We did watch the Magic School Bus.
You seen the clip, freaking Miss Frizzle putting up 405 on the bench?
Light work.
Easy.
Everybody want to be strong. Nobody wants to lift this heavy ass weight.
Miss Frizzle will do it.
Dude, what about Arthur?
Arthur was
with the little fist, bro.
He's got some iconic memes. Yeah, he does.
And the one where he's getting dressed and they always make it fucked up. That shit's funny.
Yeah, what's her name? What is the girl's name? I forgot.
I can't remember really any. I feel like it was like a letter name. It was like two letters or something like that.
Oh, dude. No.
Was that right?
Yes, you're right. I'm trying to remember now.
I could be wrong.
No, I think you're right. Hold on. Now I gotta find it. How about Franklin, dude?
Franklin, yeah. Hey, it's Franklin. Coming to your house.
Arthur and... damn it, dude. Now I'm just typing in random letters to see if it'll pop up.
It's probably not, dude, but it sounded right.
What was another one? I should have put Dora in there, dude. I watched a lot of Dora the Explorer.
I don't want to be watching too much Dora.
It's Nick Jr. for you.
Yeah. What about Ren and Stimpy? Did you ever watch Ren and Stimpy?
Dude, Ren and Stimpy is dark.
They had some sus things there for kid shows.
They had a lot of sus things. I can't. We were talking about that at work yesterday. We're talking about old shows and like Ren and Stimpy came to like. Like, do you know like how dark that show? I was like, yeah, but you all didn't know it at the time. Like, we just thought it was a regular cartoon. But yeah, you look back on it, you're like, bro, that was
some sus moments.
We shouldn't have been watching that.
Like, was it Ah Real Monsters? I think that was like another
Ah Real Monsters. That one was funny. I actually liked that one a lot. Yeah.
Pinky and the Brain. Did you watch Pinky and the Brain?
I watched Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah, good honorable mentions.
Another one. Yeah, good honorable mentions. So the other subject that I had, I wanted to clarify. So we're going to do top five, and this is a draft, again, of animals that we wanted to be that would survive not like an apocalypse or like a war or something, but I guess who would thrive the most in like everyday life in like situations like that where like something catastrophic would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you're more than likely maybe like picking something intelligent or like an apex predator or something that's very durable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, I was thinking how I read it in my head was that we were putting a starting lineup of five animals that were going to go 5v5 against all the other starting fives.
Yeah. No, I envisioned that too, but I'm like, we're not gonna play anything, bro. Like, so I think in that sense, it's like, who's your starting five that could like thrive in the world in like an everyday setting,
mm-hmm.
or if something catastrophic were to happen.
Okay.
So I think like, so since I went first, you can go ahead and start.
I'll go chimpanzee.
You're gonna go chimpanzee. Yeah. I'm gonna go a grizzly bear.
I'm gonna beat you, and I'm gonna go polar bear.
Okay. I'm going to go
bears are the most ferocious because they are I don't think grizzly bears. I think grizzly bears eat both meat and what is it called? Herbivore or something like that. They eat both or omnivore.
Yeah. Well, for a polar bear, one, they're out in the middle of the freaking Arctic. And if there's no meat, they're dead.
Yeah. But now you're talking about a crazy event. They're going to start coming in a little bit, playing around the edges and you come around them. You're a grizzly meeting up with a polar. Like you're like, I don't need to eat that polar bear. And that polar bear is like, event? I'm gonna eat you, you fuck.
And the grizzly bear's got all of this mass, all of this land, right? This polar bear, How are they going to reach land and meet up with a grizzly bear or a black bear or a brown bear?
They're going to adapt and make their way in. Or you're talking about, you know, cataclysmic events, dude. What if it's an ice age? Now they got the whole world, bro. They just haven't figured out that they could just leave the ice and find more food. If they ever figure out, like, yeah, I'll sweat a little more, but I'll be full. Like, we're screwed, bro.
All right, my next pick, I'm going for the killer whale, orcas.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I was thinking.
They said they said they're just as vicious as a shark. They travel in packs of like 20 to 30, and they're just as intelligent as a dolphin.
Yeah, but you think a dolphin can probably be more agile than an orca?
That's fine. Take your agility, because when I put these fins on you, it's all over.
You ain't going to be able to catch a dolphin. They're gonna be.
I won't need to.
That's a big
We got 20 deep.
Dolphins, they're in groups too. They'll just like avoid you. They're fast and smarter.
They don't, dude. They're not killers, bro. Orca's got the best of both worlds between a dolphin and a shark. Orcas are nice. Go ahead.
No, you definitely got the apex in the water, but I'm gonna take the apex of the air, dude. Give me a bald eagle.
Dang, that's a good one,
dude. They'll swoop in and just snatch your food and fly away from you, and you know, just nothing you can do about it.
Are we doing current animals? I'm going pterodactyl.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Okay. I need something for the land. I'm gonna go with a tiger.
Tiger, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And so I got chimps, polar bears, bald eagles. You say you took the. I feel like it's still like I still have to take a water animal, even though you took the best water animal we got.
Hey, there's still some good ones out there.
Yeah, I mean you got like the great white, you got the dolphins. Mm-hmm. You know, the
they were going prehistoric. You could have went megalodon.
The Meg's out there, bro. I seen it in the movie. Jason Statham fought it.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, Sharpedo, dude. Seen it.
Sharknado.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I gotta go. The thing is, I feel like, you know, if an orca and a great white meet up, the orca's gonna toss that great white around because it's not as fast.
And the great white, like I said, he's running solo, dude.
I'm going dolphin, dude. They're fast, dude. We could outrun you.
Okay.
And they're smart. They'll probably trick you into like getting stuck in something.
All right, I need something with thumbs. I'm gonna go with the gorilla. We got a pretty well, and I got one more water animal.
Yeah, I got land. I got two lands and air. I got the air goat, and you know, one of the smartest sea creatures. Dude, what if I just go something real like fucking small and venomous? I could just fucking murk you and walk away, just slither away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or do I want to go like an anaconda, do some of those like 30-foot monster apex predator? They are an apex predator of the jungle.
Yeah, I would put them in there.
And then climb trees. They could be in water. You can't see them. They're like legit my biggest fear in the world. Like I would never want to go anywhere, step foot on any jungle or water surface that an anaconda calls home.
Yeah. Tree wise, I got a cover with the grizzly bear, so you ain't coming up on no trees, bro.
What if an anaconda and a bear came in contact? Dude, that bear is getting smoked. No, probably not. But
not a chance.
The polar bear is taking out your grizzly, anyways. I keep thinking this more like a scenario where they get dropped into like a fucking like a
like in a neutral site.
Like in a neutral site and they just fight each other.
I'm not thinking like that, bro. It's like, just unrealistic.
It's like Pokemon, like I've thrown out my polar bear.
Because I don't have enough like I need another water and there isn't a good I don't have any like flying like animals in there. Anything for the air. And nothing's going to compete with an eagle.
No. The eagles are...
But if you let me go prehistoric, I could go pterodactyl.
Shut up.
And I'd be good. Oh, my bad. Petrodactyl.
Shit. All right. Let me think here. So I got a chimp, polar bear, bald eagle, dolphin. You took gorilla. That was a good one, too. I feel like chimps are too smart. Dude, that's Caesar, bro. He took over the world.
What?
I watched the movie. Caesar. Planet of the Apes, dude.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? I'm thinking about, like, the Conqueror, dude. Like, what's he have to do with this?
Yeah, then you took a tiger. That was a good one. I was thinking, like, Lion King of the Jungle, but, like, they just be chilling.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, bro, they're not really... They're kind of chill.
Yeah, they don't have that light. They don't kill just to kill.
Because I was thinking, like, Jag, maybe even Cheetah, but Cheetah is just... I feel like he's just built for speed, bro. He's not really trying to...
Yeah, I mean, they're strong, but, yeah, they're just trying to take out things smaller than them.
Yeah.
Dude, I got it. Fucking honey badger. Honey badger.
Well, I don't have a snake on my roster, so.
Dude, honey badgers fight lions, so they'll fight your fucking tiger.
Oh, I'm thinking of mongooses. Whoops.
Yeah.
Honey badgers. I mean, that's cool. I mean, the gorilla's literally just gonna like pick it up with both hands and just rip it in half.
The gorilla's gonna get hands put on it by the chimp, so it's not gonna be around.
Anyway.
Dude, I don't care what you say. I can't stop thinking about this as a starting lineup. So.
All right, well, it can be. That's fine. They're not hooping. Like, all right, I'm torn between an anaconda and an alligator or a croc.
Do you go anaconda, I think.
Or maybe even a hippo.
Hippos are pretty crazy, too.
Hippos, yeah. They say hippos are mad dangerous. Maybe even a rhino. Nah, dude, rhino's too slow.
Go piranhas.
Yeah, that's... Fuck that, dude. I would not.
Swarm of piranhas,
you seen
dude.
That, though? Have you seen a video of, like, piranhas that go crazy when, like... Yeah. There's, like, struggle in the water? There doesn't even have to be blood in the water. There just has to be struggle, and they're just, like, beelining it for it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go...
Dude, what about a box jellyfish?
What? Is it like that's, like, the most deadly... Like, if you get stung by one, like, you're basically dead.
Yeah. And they're huge.
Well, it's like the stonefish. Or the line. It's either the stone or the lionfish. It's one of those.
I don't know that. I'm not familiar.
But, like, their poison's, like, so... It's one of those. It's, like, if you get stung by these, it's, like, it's a wrap. Bro, maybe something small is still poisonous. You won't see it coming. Maybe, like, one of those exotic frogs. Damn, I'm just gonna go crocodile.
Dude, crocodile's gotten eaten by an anaconda, dude.
Okay, is an anaconda on your roster?
No.
Okay.
But it's still gonna be out there, right?
I'm okay. Well, I mean, I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about you and your squad, so.
That's funny.
So, grizzly bear, orca, tiger, gorilla, and crocodile. This is, yeah.
This lineup's go hard.
Easy claps.
Dude, it doesn't matter, bro. I got the air.
Okay. You're going to have to come down eventually.
No. No. I just come down.
Here's the thing.
Yo, he's like, you think it's going to be a chimp gorilla 1v1, and you're in there boxing it out.
It is.
And the fucking eagle's going to go fucking pick out your eye and fly away. You know?
It's going to fly. Gorilla, easy claps in the chimp.
No.
Quick work.
No.
Orca, like I said, you think it's just one, but it's actually going to be like 20 of them. So that dolphin's just, I'm destroyed.
Dude, we're too fast and agile.
Let's see, grizzly bear. I'll give you the wash with the polar bear.
Polar bear's clapping at grizzly, dude.
Tiger. Who are you?
Dude, honey
tiger
badger, and, dude.
Honey badger?
Messing that tiger up, bro. It's gonna have no idea what to do with it.
And then crocodile to your eagle.
Plucking
bro,
your eyes
this is easy.
Dead.
This is easy.
Dead.
What is the lifespan of an eagle?
Dead.
No, not a chance. Dead. That eagle has no business coming down and challenging a crocodile whatsoever. The
crocodile's going to be just trying to eat its food. And it's going to come down, land on its back. It's going to be moving. It can't do nothing. Eyeball out. Fly away.
Okay, if it was like that, why aren't they doing that now?
Dude, this isn't real world events, dude.
I'm just saying. Why? A crocodile can literally just chill in the water if it wanted to and straight outlive that bald eagle.
Every time it's going to come out and get food, the eagle's just going to take its food.
You want to look up how long it can go without food?
Don't matter. The eagle's just going to be eating. Long, the eagle's just going to be eating, just having a good life. And as soon as you come up to try to get some food, taking it and going away.
Let's see. How long can a crocodile live?
Oh, you're trying to play the waiting game.
50 to 70 years.
Okay, I could have done the same thing. Instead of, like, I try to take somebody to have somebody see land and air. You just ignored air altogether. I could have just ignored the sea after you took an orca.
Crocodile can go a few months without food.
I could have just ignored the sea altogether and your orca would have died. But I thought we were at least going to pick one per environment.
See, that's the thing. My team is just well-rounded for every situation. Like, oh, well, if everybody died and it was just the eagle and the croc, and the eagle would win because the croc can't reach the eagle and the eagle can just swoop down. I was like, okay, that's cool. I was like, well, another strategy for battle is just evasiveness. So my croc's just going to fucking hide in the water and just, you know, chill out for a couple months. Your eagle's going to get bored, probably fly somewhere else, and then croc's going to get a little snack.
So, boom, so they're back not gonna, in the water. There's no fight. So they both win.
So when it all comes, like, as time passes, 60 years goes by, your eagle's fucking dead, and then the crocodile's the last man standing. You're an idiot. So what's up?
I call bullshit. You should have had to pick something from the air too. I could have just ignored the water, and your orcas would have been pointless.
Let's see, bald eagle lifespan 20 to 30 years. That's easy, bro. Crocodile's only lived half his life.
So you're this is I call dude, call bull.
I don't know why you want me to be penalized for just like looking at every aspect of the game, bro. I'm just different.
Sorry, dude. I assumed we were going, you know, each environment, but that's cool. I'll just edit this whole part out.
Whatever, dude. I think that great list, great topics. I think that the next one we got to get Birdo on here.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
So we can do that whole subject. I think that'd be nice.
Yeah, I got some. He talked about having questions. I got some good ones waiting for him.
Yeah, definitely. So, excuse me. We're going to end up putting these lists on the Instagram, so let us know if you agree with our top 10 for basketball. Actually, if you don't agree, I don't really care, okay? Because if you're not our age and you didn't watch these guys, you're not going to understand. So you know what? Keep your opinions to yourself. But for the other ones, if there are some shows that we obviously miss because it's just there are way too many shows, animated or not animated, that you watched as a kid to get in there, tell us what your list would have been. And let me know how easy my team claps up Dan's team in the wild.
What are you talking about? We edited it out.
I'm gonna reinsert it back in there. Hey, yo, what?
What? Hey, what?
All right, yeah, edit that part out.
You need to settle down, dude.
All right, so do we have anything else we want to share with the people before we sign them out?
No. I ain't got nothing, man. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, hopefully we get the ball rolling again and stay a little more consistent. So we'll reach out to everybody about like t-shirt sizes and drop the logo so you guys see what that looks like.
Yep.
But until then, this has been the No Script Podcast.
We out. Still screaming.